Good morning. May 1st, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. A few threads stand out today. Concerns about funding cuts for fentanyl test strips, and several grant deadlines arriving as soon as May 4th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with the news, Filter reports that a Senate committee is weighing what it describes as a critical Veterans Affairs-focused psychedelics measure in Virginia. At the national level, CBS News reports that funding cuts for fentanyl test strips are raising concerns. The report also highlights worries about the impact on xylazine test strip access. That is one to watch closely, since test strip availability can change quickly when funding shifts. In the social pulse, one post centered on lived experience and training. On LinkedIn, Ozzy May thanked people who took time to learn about the benefits of understanding and using intramuscular naloxone. There were also a couple of innovation-related signals. Pew posted that nearly 60% of overdose deaths between March 2024 and 2025 involved fentanyl, and said drug-checking tools like test strips can help reduce overdose risk. Separately, a post shared that Narcan Rescue has launched a free initiative focused on public access vending machines for overdose response supplies. A related shift in tone comes in the broader harm reduction discourse. One post pointed to local studies near supervised consumption sites that found overdose mortality reductions of 26 to 67% in surrounding areas. Another post argued that after North Carolina made naloxone easier to access, overdose deaths in the state decreased by 38%. Taken together, those posts show how advocates are continuing to tie public messaging to specific outcome numbers. There is also one local update to flag. In Memphis, the Shelby County Health Department announced on April 24th that it will host a community care fair on Saturday, May 2nd, 2026. In research, one East Tennessee State University paper looks at overdose risk after a non-fatal drug overdose event, with a focus on the role of system-level factors. Another study, indexed on PubMed, describes the co-design of an indigenous evaluation toolkit for opioid prevention in American Indian and Alaska Native communities. And a systematic review with network meta-analysis in addiction evaluates the comparative effect of non-pharmacological interventions used alongside opioid agonist therapy for opioid use disorder. This is the kind of evidence base that could shape how supportive services are paired with medication treatment. On the policy front, a new federal rule places 4F-MDMB Butica, ADB-4N Pinaca, 5F-EDMB Pica, and MMB Fubica into Schedule 1 in the United States, according to the Federal Register. Looking at funding, there are several current opportunities with close deadlines. The Bureau of Justice Assistance has the Fiscal Year 2025 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Site-Based Program, with a deadline of May 4, 2026. Also due May 4, 2026, the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention is offering the Fiscal Year 2025 Opioid Affected Youth Initiative. Then, on May 8, 2026, the Bureau of Justice Assistance deadline arrives for the Fiscal Year 2025 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Program Investigations Training and Technical Assistance Opportunity. If you are tracking near-term grant submissions, the May 4th deadlines are the most immediate. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version.
And finally, in advocacy, the Treatment Advocacy Center is urging people to submit public comments on the HUD work requirements and time limits rule. Shatterproof is also asking Congress to support the Complete Care Act. If either of those advocacy items matters to your work, the next step is straightforward. Review the source materials and decide whether to comment or contact Congress. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.